guys, and welcome back to Spontaneous
with your co-hosts Brittany and Kehlani.
Hello.
I'm prefacing the beginning of this that I'm not feeling good, so if my voice sounds off, it's because of that. So yes. Just keep that in mind.
But it's okay.
No, we wanted to get an episode out for sure. Yeah. I'm just literally, if you would see me laying like how I am right now, you'd crack up. I mean, I'm sitting up, but like I'm leaning against a pillow and I have a blanket all over me because I'm freezing right now.
Yeah. But it's also freezing.
No, it's freezing. The show has to go on.
It's been a while since we've been back sitting here.
I know. We've put out our podcast, but we haven't actually sat here and podcasted for over a month now.
Yeah, over a month because we both went on big trips and pre-recorded a lot of episodes beforehand so that there was still new content coming out. But yeah, it's been like definitely over a month since we've sat here,
which is crazy to think because it feels like it was just yesterday in a sense.
I know,
like not for like podcasting maybe, but like kind of podcasting, if that makes sense. Like I don't know if that makes any sense, but like it feels like we sat here just like 2 weeks ago doing this, you know?
For sure. But also it did feel like a lot because I remember when we set everything up and everything was like pre-recorded, I was like, dang, we're gonna be set for a while. And then it's like, no, we're right
because we thought about that too. We were like, oh my gosh, we're set for a while. Like, and we also had the episode that went out last Saturday that we were said or that we were both like, okay, that'll be good because we'll both be back from our trips. And we'll have to worry about that one, which honestly, that really did save us because I can't even imagine recording last week because of like getting back in the groove and just being super busy. I don't think I
would have had it in me. There would not have been any time.
I don't even know when we would have. So that was good on us. But definitely getting back into all of it, it's definitely hard. But again, we're doing it, you know?
Yeah. No, it's exciting. It's nice to be back.
Yeah. No, it's nice to be back. But yeah, so this episode's going to be more like just kind of catching up with us like a little bit. But also we're going to talk about Brittany's trip to Paris for her birthday.
Yeah, I don't even think I told you guys I was going to Paris for my birthday. I was like, oh, I'll figure it out because I was going to be here like by myself.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'll figure out something to do. So I don't even think when we pre-recorded everything,
I don't think you did because at the time when we were reviewing them to post them, we were like, we didn't even talk about your trip.
Yeah, no.
But it was because it was so spontaneous. Like it truly wasn't something that you had like booked in. Like, and usually if you guys all know Brittany will like plan like months ahead.
Yeah.
And this was one that like you just.
All right. So basically I'll just catch up from when I came back from Paris because I think I caught up from before Paris. Mm-hmm. But when I came back from Paris, you were gone. I think I was only here for like maybe 2-3 days by myself because I ended up going out to LA to work a gifting lounge for the Grammys and Critics Choice Awards for work. So that was a big trip. I mean, not like a big trip, but it came up pretty quickly and I had to leave and get everything prepared for that. So that was a big thing that took a lot of coming back and time. And it's just been like really busy for work because of like award season in general, but also just because we have a lot of big things going on, which is exciting. But just work's been really busy.
Yeah.
Came back and also been dealing with like this, had to wear this whole like chest monitor and been going through like some health issues, which I feel like could be like a separate thing or a conversation just because the past year has kind of been like a health shit show for me, and like a lot of things have been thrown at me that have been like frustrating and also really like completely new in my life that I've never had before.
Yeah.
So I feel like it might be like a whole nother conversation. But been dealing with that, got my hair done, finally back to blonde. And then when I did get back from Paris, I ended up going to celebrate my birthday in New York, getting my hair done, and then going out to sushi with our friends, Mia and Anthony. And that was awesome. It was like a really, really nice, cute sushi place. And it's up here. Yeah. It's on like 93rd. I found it from one of the Upper East Side girls. Like it was like a sushi place that she always goes to. And so I was like, oh, it looks nice. And it has like a cute ambiance inside. And the sushi was amazing. So I would definitely return there. But that was a good place. And then we went to some bars afterwards around here. We stopped in like quite a few bars because it was like packed that night.
Which is just so crazy. I know. It was a Saturday, right?
It was a Saturday night. But I just feel like I don't see the Upper East Side packed like that. But then...
Was it cold? Maybe that's why.
It was cold.
If it was one of the colder weekends, maybe people just not want to go. I don't know.
Yeah, but then I'm like, when, I guess, have I really been to these bars on a Saturday night at that time? Like, I feel like if we go out a Saturday night at that time, like, we just straight go downtown.
Yeah. I know, because one time when we were around, me and Cassidy were around here, she's like, let's go to, like, Ryan's Daughter. Like, I love bringing people to Ryan's Daughter. She's like, I don't know why. And then we went in there, and it was, like, it wasn't, like, I thought it would be dead, and it wasn't. I was like, not that it was, like, completely packed. But yeah. It was just, like... more popping than I would have expected on... I went on a Friday or Saturday night. I don't remember when. But still, I agree. Like it's, but we, like you said, we never go around here. No. We probably should before we leave.
I was going to say, I feel like before we leave, we need to have like a whole weekend of just like Upper East Side.
Upper East Side, yeah.
Because like realistically, we're not going to travel back up here to go out.
No.
So
no way.
Maybe to like check into our favorite bar, but...
Yeah, but like that would be like the only stop I'd probably make up here.
That's so true.
Interesting.
So true. But anyway, so did that and it was nice. But then, yeah, so after I celebrated with them, I flew out to LA because I was actually supposed to go to LA the very beginning of January, like for the Critics' Choice Awards. But then they got postponed because of the fires. Mm-hmm. And so this is when we ended up going and it was nice because even though I was in LA for work, I ended up going to see, I got to see Maddie. We went out to dinner at our like favorite LA restaurant, or at least it's like where we went last year when I was in LA for work. And we just love the food. Like it's vegan Mexican food, but like you really wouldn't know anything in it was vegan. Very like LA coded, but yeah. It's like a really cute restaurant, great ambiance as well, and amazing cocktails. So we went there, and that's where we saw the New Girl cast.
That's what
last
I was gonna
year.
Ask you. Yeah, if that was the same place. Yeah.
But yeah, so it was great to see Maddie, and she actually asked me to be in her honor guard. For those who don't know, Maddie is my best friend from San Marcos. We met in college when we were freshmen in the dorms. And like we were literally the two that like DM'd each other on Instagram and we're like, hey, do you have a roommate yet? And so we ended up being roommates freshman year and lived together all throughout college. But Maddie and Jacob, who you've definitely heard on the podcast before, are engaged and getting married. And Maddie asked me to be a part of her honor guard, which is so special. Love that. So like, oh my gosh, so exciting. Can't wait. And I also love the concept of like an honor guard. Yeah. Maddie wanted to have both of her sisters as a maid of honor, but also me. So she basically took all three of us and said, oh, you're my honor guard. But basically all my maid of honors.
And I love that.
Yeah,
no, I love that.
I love that because I feel like, you know, as I would want like my sister, but like also my best friend in it too. So I like that concept. And yeah, I thought it was really unique and really exciting to plan and do all the things and be with them. And it's going to be so, so, so amazing. And the wedding's in Mexico. So it's going to be even funner.
Well, that's the thing that I was going to say too about like, weddings nowadays is like how different like you can make it your own.
Yeah,
because also Remy and Alicia, like, so Remy has her matron of honor, which is one of her best friends, and then she has Alicia, which is her maid of honor. But I love it because even Alicia, and remember talking about it on the podcast, Alicia was saying how she loves that she has her friend to like back, like piggyback on, like they can do it together and work together to make her day the beautiful, like the best day possible. And even Remy was saying, yeah, like as much as I love being a maid of honor, you know, it's a lot to do and like a lot of like and it's also a lot put on your, like, you know, you just as one person. And like, of course, you know, the bride's gonna be like, I can help, but it's like, you don't want, you know, it's like, no, I got it. So I feel like that's cool too, to have like three of you guys, and you guys can all talk, because you guys all know her in different ways and different, like,
yeah,
like parts of her life. For sure. So it's like, that'll be cool.
No, it's really cool and really exciting, and love them, and just can't wait for all the things to come.
It's gonna be so fun.
But I think that's the only wedding so far I know of. Who knows?
I know, don't speak too soon. What's gonna happen?
But yeah, so it was really nice to see Maddie in LA. The event overall went amazing, amazing for work. Like, we were able to take this basically gifting lounge and kind of turn it in a way with one of our clients to be able to like give back to people affected by the LA wildfire. So it was like a really great opportunity to also give back. So overall, it was just like an amazing, amazing, amazing weekend, amazing event. Met a lot of great people and talent that were there for the awards. So always very exciting. And a few other highlights from that trip were, I got to go to dinner at Uchi, which is like the best sushi spot ever. Last year, my colleague and I went, and she like loves it. Like, she had been in, I think the first one she went to was in Houston. They just opened one in New York, but they had opened one in LA last year, or recently in LA, when we went last year, and it was like incredible. Like, we literally got this like one piece of fish that we call is like the best fish and piece of sushi we've ever had in our lives, and we like literally daydream about it all the time. So when we were able to go back, we were like so excited. Yeah, so we went there, and then I had to, one of my other colleagues really wanted to try Erewhon, so I was like, okay, I'm down to try, because
might as well.
Yeah, not that like I never was like, oh my god, I have to try it, but I was like, I haven't, and how many times have I been to LA?
Yeah.
And so got their spicy tuna.
Oh, you got food there too?
Yeah.
I didn't know you got food. I saw the drink, but I didn't see
that. Yeah, so I got the crispy spicy tuna crispy rice. I don't know if you've ever seen me get it before, but it's like crispy rice and tuna on top. And
I've seen people get it. Yeah.
And that was delicious. So good. And then
do you feel like it was worth the money though?
I actually do. Okay. For that, I thought
some
it was
pretty
good.
Some people do and some people don't, so I just didn't know. I've never gone there.
Yeah. I will say, like, the Hailey Bieber smoothie was good, but I don't know if I would, like, spend that all the time.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of, I mean, yeah, $24, right? For, like, it's crazy.
But I'm also not, like, a huge smoothie person. Like, I really only have a smoothie if I, like, make one at home. I don't, like, ever go out and buy one.
I don't think anyone's paying $24 on the regular for a smoothie, though. Because that's absolutely insane.
I know.
Like, but, unless you're an influencer, but...
No, that's true. But I will say the crispy tuna, like, I would go back and get that for sure.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. And actually, one of my other colleagues got a different smoothie, and we all thought it was better than the... Hailey Bieber one.
There's a lot of different ones that a lot of people like, but that Hailey Bieber, I feel like everyone has stuck with, like, that one's like the most popular, because it is like people's go-tos, like it's easier, you know,
and it's like good flavor. Like, who doesn't like strawberry, like a strawberry smoothie?
No, for sure, it's easy.
But and then we also went to Laurel Hardware, which was kind of like Restoration Hardware, the restaurant, and it was really nice in LA. And then that was it. And then came back, and I guess we can kind of dive in a little bit into the Grammys.
I was going to say, we definitely should, since we were just talking about the Grammys, we definitely should. We can talk some highlights.
First off the bat, for me, I thought Sabrina was the best dressed. I really liked her dress.
I think it also just fit her perfectly in the sense of like her personality.
Yeah.
That was like her personality to a T.
And she always throws in old Hollywood looks like that.
That's what I was going to say. Like Marilyn Monroe, like look just like of the way her hair looks perfect. Like everything just looks perfect.
Yeah.
You know, like it's like that look of like, I don't know how to explain it. But no, she looked great.
Her stylist kills it all the time. Loved that. And she won awards.
Yeah,
so
she did.
That was amazing. Was hoping for that. A little upset Billie didn't win anything.
Yeah, I'd say that was my like... When it came down to it, that was probably my hardest to watch. Because also, I really loved her album.
Yeah.
Like, and Birds of a Feather, like, come on. Like, you cannot tell me
I know.
Nobody's listening to that song. Like, that's... such a hit. And I also thought that was so cute that they sang, and then the pictures of her and Phineas were up there in the back.
Yeah.
Because that song's about him, like about their relationship. And now I always get TikToks of them too on my page. And then like, I'm like, I just love their bond. Like,
I know.
It
how
makes
special.
My heart warm. Yeah, I know. That's why I'm like, how did she not win?
Yeah. I feel like she put, I mean, both of them put like their heart and soul into that album.
They always do.
Like,
and you can tell.
Yeah, you can tell. The music and the lyrics are just like, that's so much, like, it's all their feelings just poured into music.
Because me and Brittany were talking about it too, like, that album, you felt. Like, it's not something that, like, you know, we didn't just listen to it just because it's like, oh, good music. It's like, you felt those songs. Like, ugh.
For sure.
Love them.
No, yeah, love them.
Love Taylor dancing. I thought that was just fun. I feel like she just is there to have fun. And it's like, I don't even care if I win a single Grammy. I'm just here to, I mean, also she doesn't need to. She literally has how many Grammys? Where do they put all of them? Like, where does she put all of them? I'm curious. I'm like, do you put them up in your house?
I don't know. I'm sure they've got like rooms for everything that they've been awarded and stuff.
Well, somebody asked, I think it was Billy, where are you going to put if you get another Grammy, where are you going to put it? And then she looked at them and she said, literally, she goes, buy the other one. I was like, that's so iconic.
That's
she
so
literally
iconic.
Was like, buy the other ones.
But I do agree about Taylor. But I do love that about her. That
me
like
too,
she goes to these award shows and she just genuinely has like the best time.
Yeah, because people were talking about like, do you think people get upset that like, in quotations, it's taking away from their performance if she's dancing? And I'm like, I don't
know. I'd be like, thank you for enjoying it.
Well, that's the thing too, is that I think Demi Lovato said a while back at like a VMAs or something, I heard like that she thanked Taylor for always dancing, because she's like, you never know, you know, like you're standing in front of all these musicians and then it's kind of like they're just staring at you, but they're not dancing or anything. So she actually like dances, so it makes you feel like you actually are doing something good, or like your music's actually good if somebody's dancing for you. And I also really don't think it takes away from like people's performances. You know, I think she's just there to have fun. And
no, because you really are performing in front of like the best of the best. Mm-hmm. So it's even like more nerve-wracking.
For sure.
So I'd be like, thank you so much for also being someone I could look at in the crowd and be like, oh my gosh, they're having a good time.
Yeah, because it's just like a concert. You're always, you know, when you're like they're performing a concert, you see everyone dancing, you see everyone cheering, you're getting hyped with them because you're like, thank God, these are all my fans. But then when you're dancing like or singing like that, you don't know if anyone's having a good time because you can't tell by them just sitting there, you know? So I don't get it. But I mean, everyone always has a problem with Taylor Swift. But no, I thought Chappell Roan winning Best New Artist was probably like fair.
Yeah.
Like I thought that was perfectly fair because I was like, she is a new artist, like, you know, and she went crazy. I did like Pink Pony Club.
Yeah.
Like Dave said. Dancing in West Hollywood at the Pink Pony Club.
You really hit those points.
But it's funny because I was such a him. Like, actually, like, I remember my sister was obsessed with Chappell Roan when she came out, and I didn't get the hype at first. Like, I just didn't feel like she was my genre of music. Like, I just didn't really get it, and I will say that on this. But I'm like Dave now, where I'm like, now I don't know how I didn't listen to her. Like, it's not like songs didn't pop up and I didn't like listen to it. And like Pink Pony Club was one of them where I liked it, but I just wasn't like a always listener. But now after that, I don't know why I'm like, I'm literally like Dave, like,
yeah, Pink Pony Club. You're in the Chappell spell now.
Yes, I'm in the Chappell spell. But yeah,
I will say Bianca's look.
Crazy.
Great. Never have I seen anything like that on the red carpet.
I don't think it shouldn't have never been on the carpet.
No. But like when I opened my phone and I saw the Dumois post,
yeah,
I was like, is this a joke? Like, this has got to be not real, right?
And apparently somebody said that it was like his album cover or something, cuz everyone's like, that it's just such a weird concept. Like, you're standing there fully dressed,
like,
and then your girlfriend is just naked. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
It's also just disgusting, and he disturbs me, and I think I can't.
No. Yeah, there's a lot of issues there.
Yeah. Not even going to dive into that one.
No.
But anyways, but yeah, other than that, I mean, I feel like it was a typical Grammys.
Yeah.
I loved Brat though. Like when Charlie came out singing. Oh,
and she performed. But it's you like know, a rave.
It literally was like somebody said like 2000s like party girl era. Yeah. I'm like, that's literally how it felt, even though I was like one in 2000, but still it was like felt like that. But also like I think it's so funny in a sense because it's just like Super Bowl. People that are watching the Grammys, if they're older, they're being like, what is going on here? Because first off, we have to, which I love Chaperon and I loved everything she did because that's such a her thing. So no, because people were talking about how like, you know, her face, like her face makeup and all her like, the, you know, Pink Pony Club, like when she performed all the like the makeup everyone had on. A lot of people had stuff to say about it, but I was like, that's literally her. Like that is who she is, and that's and she wants to embrace that, and I love that about her because she doesn't care. She'll go up in front of all these people that have won 50 million Grammys and still show up as herself and not as somebody that they want her to be. And what was I getting at?
Like older people.
But then so they're confused because older people were just like, "What is that?" First off, second off, though, then you have Charlie XCX running around with all these people dancing and water being thrown, and it's just like party girl era, and they're singing literally Guess, which is like a crazy song to sing, but like I love it. I'm just saying, it's like love if you think about like the people that are watching Grammys being like, what is happening?
Yeah, no idea how Guess didn't win.
Me neither. Because then they see. I don't want to talk badly about the people that won. No, that I don't get it.
It's not bad or it's not like the song was not good. I just, if you were to say the most popular to me or the one that was most well known for the year, it would be them.
Yeah. Because I don't understand how, and I love Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars separately. Yeah. But I don't know how that won. Like, I that wasn't even my on like my thoughts until they won. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you what the song title was, honestly.
I truly don't know. But anyways, I don't like, again, I just think it is funny though. Like I said, how the Grammys were like so based in our generation. That's the best way to put it. Yeah. Like that was literally like our, like only we, like, you know, we got it, you know? Cause like older people are just like, what is happening? You know, like I can assume. Cause I mean, people did say what is happening.
Yeah.
Or they were just like, it was funny watching people like have their parents or somebody watching the Guest one,
and they're like,
and they're literally like, what is happening? Like, oh my gosh. Cause she's like, but I love it. It's funny.
It was good for sure.
It's definitely good.
Yeah. And the Critics' Choice, the only highlight I really have is I love the Adam Brody one, and so that good. Him and Layton had a moment.
So cute.
Love them.
So cute.
But yeah, award shows, more to come. The Oscars will be next, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I think after the Grammys, we were both back here and I had a fashion week event for work.
Yeah, on Friday.
I secured Dom Dolla tickets.
It's going to be so exciting.
Oh my gosh. Opening night at MSG, like, he's going to go off, and I can't wait.
And it's literally in a couple of weeks. Like, Like, I feel like even when we were talking about, like, buying them, I was like, it's literally, like, in a month from when we were talking about it.
I know. It's just kind of getting a lot crazy, though, because it feels like, you know, February is going to be done. Because,
28 days is always the quickest. Yeah. Like, this one month is always the quickest.
And then March is like really when we have to kick into high gear to move. Yeah. And it's like,
I feel like it's going as much as January took forever in the best way possible. It feels like I already know it's going to start going crazy because I'm like, it's already in the middle of February, you know?
I know.
Like if you really think about it, like after this weekend, it's like almost done.
And like Julia will be out here.
Well, that's why we were texting about it today. And I was like, you're literally coming out here in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, crazy.
Wild.
Crazy. It's going to get, I mean, it'll be so fun to have you guys with us, though, while we're on this moving journey, because it's going to be a whole different ballgame. It's been like over 3 years since I've had to move.
But it's also going to be fun, too, because for the next like couple of weeks, possibly. Well, like, we'll be more in real time. I know we're going to have my Samoa thing.
Yeah.
Which we'll figure out. But it's still, like, I feel like we're back now from vacations that are, like, longer.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't think we have, like, a long, long trip anytime soon. So, it's, like, this will be nice to just keep catching up. Even if we do a topics one, we'll always just be, like, you know, how are
a
we checking?
Catch up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, it's going to be a crazy couple of months. I'll tell you that.
For sure.
But
yeah, we can kind of wrap. Well, I guess we should go into this past weekend.
Yeah. So on Saturday, I had work. What did you do on Saturday?
On Saturday, I went and had coffee with Mia at this French cafe. Ooh, wee wee.
She texted me because I said, oh, where'd you go? And then she texted you, sent me like where you went. And then you said something like, what did you say?
I said very good in French.
Oh, yeah, you said very good in French. And then she's like, because I went to, like, she's like, I need to practice my French.
I really want to learn French as, like, another language to learn.
Yeah.
But I need, like, I told Julia, like, she was there with me. If I was like, what do you want to learn? Because I need someone else to know. Because if I don't have anyone to have a conversation with, I will lose it as soon as I learn it. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So.
Unless you got a tutor.
Yeah. But then, like, what happens after I learn? And then, like, do I just randomly call my tutor and chat once a week in French? You know? Like, I need someone.
That. Yeah, that makes sense.
To regularly talk with. But.
No. But, yeah. So, this Saturday, I got home from work. And then my friend Paco was in town. So, he came over, like, later in the night after we got ready and everything. And then actually went out with us. And we went to a couple bars that we know downtown.
Mm-hmm.
We went to...
It was snowing.
It was... Oh, my gosh. So, he showed up, and he had called me, and he's like, dude, it's, like, snowing outside. And I was like, oh, ha-ha. Like, he's from California. It's, like, flurrying, and he's saying it's snowing. And I go downstairs, and I open the door, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. And he gets out of the car. He's like, I told you. I was like, yeah, but I didn't think you were being, like... I thought it was, like... I didn't think it was snow. And it was snow.
Like, all, like, thick.
Everywhere. No, everywhere. And so we finally leave for the night. And we're like, oh, my. Like, we didn't realize how bad it was. Like, how
so bad.
And it got worse throughout the night.
Yeah.
Like, throughout the night, we got worse
like
and worse and
snowing.
Worse.
It just kept snowing.
But then also when we were walking, it just got like, progressively worse. Like, the sidewalks were being covered.
Yeah.
The, like, streets were getting covered. Like, you had to be really careful with the cars, too, because they were, like, they're fine, but you're still, like, snow is on the floor.
It's also slippery.
Yeah, it was bad.
I don't think I've even seen it that thick since I've moved here. Like, walking around on the street like that? I don't think I have.
I don't know.
Like, I have not walked through it that bad.
I don't think we've ever gone out on a night like that. Like, where was that bad? Because it was snowing sometimes when we've gone out, but not that bad.
Or, like, we went to find it, but it wasn't, like, always on the sidewalk like that.
I agree. It was terrible to be out in, honestly.
Yeah.
Just because, like, when we were walking everywhere, it was, like, not fun. But anyways, we went to a couple bars downtown that we know of. And went to, like, three or four.
Yeah.
And then just came up here for a nightcap at our favorite bar because one of our favorite nightcap bars because we always just like to end it there. Plus, like we said, we should literally have like some compensation for how much we've talked about. I mean, we've never even said the name of it, but because I always say the $10 after $10 drinks after 10 p.m.
Dude, that's a steal.
No, it's a steal.
And it's like such a perfect end your night.
And it's a perfect, like, not lounge. I don't want to call it. What did you call it? A lounge? Like, what do you call that? It's just a.
I mean, yeah.
It's a
just
nicer
like a
bar.
It's a nicer bar. I mean, it's also like a full restaurant.
Yeah. But we only go there for
but
the bar.
But we only go there for the bar. I don't think we've ate there since your sister came, like, the first weekend we moved here.
I know. I was going to say, I don't think I've ever gone to dinner there. Which is crazy to think.
Yeah,
which
I know.
We've been in there 50 times and I've never gone. We've gotten food.
Yeah.
But we've never gone, like, sat down and ate dinner, which we probably should before
I
we
know.
Leave.
We'll Maybe when my mom's here.
Yeah. We'll talk about it when we leave. Where did it? But, so then we went there and then we didn't get home.
Oh, my gosh.
So we
How
went to Taco Bell.
What happened, though?
I don't know. I don't know
like,
because in a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a big gap.
Were we there for like 3 or 4 hours? Because we left downtown from at like 1 a.m.
At like 1:30, I think.
Yes, we did, because we were over it down there. And we were like, let's just go. And
everywhere was packed.
Mm-hmm. But it's because it made sense. It was snowing. Like, it really did make sense. When it's snowing like that, everyone's either inside or not out at bars.
Super Bowl weekend, I guess.
Yeah.
And the first weekend after Dry January. So, I mean, it was just like, I don't know. It felt extremely packed downtown. Like, I feel like we couldn't walk into a bar and not be like sardines.
No, it really was packed everywhere. But it was fun. But then,
it was fun.
We went to Taco Bell and then ended up, mind you, I ordered so much stuff.
Oh my gosh. This is why we don't go there anymore.
No. And so we come home and we are sitting on the couch and all of a sudden, all of us realize it's 5 a.m.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how that happened. But was that before or after we made Paco watch all the John Summon
Dumbledore? Well, it was during it all. Then we made him sit on the couch and watch John Summon and Dom Dala with us. And he was just so confused by it all. But we love them, so that's why we made them watch it.
We love them.
So then anyways, Paco's like, I'm done talking about Dom Dala and John Sentiment, because we just kept going and going. Like, he was hearing like us talk like we were like best friends with these guys and we're gonna marry them, and he was just like, okay, you two DeLulu girls. He literally was like, I'm going to bed, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. So he went to bed, we all go to bed. I set an alarm for 9 o'clock in the morning, okay? The next day I wake up in a panic and I'm like, look at my phone and it's 1 p.m.
Mind you, we said we were going to leave for the bar or get to the bar at 3.
3, yeah. And I jump out of bed because I heard somebody like walking and I'm like, oh my God, has Paco? But that's where I got scared. I was like, because, has Paco been like, I felt like a horrible friend. Because I'm like, has Paco been like awake this whole time and like I've just been sleeping? But then I know him. He would have woken me up. Like, he would have woken me up if he like felt like that. But I walk out and Paco's like, we all had just woken up. Yeah. Like, at the same time, we all woke up, which is weird.
Well, because I opened the dungeon door.
Yeah, and he literally was like, guys, I could sleep in here for hours. He's like, I didn't even know what time it was. I was like, yeah, imagine how it feels. Like, that's how it feels in here. So then, anyways, we realized, like, oh, God, we got to get, like, going. Like,
yeah.
It's Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah,
like, let's not forget.
Yeah.
So me and Paco went and got bagels, and it was so cute because we were walking, like, you know, by the area that the whole block is, like, not a block. Like, you can't go down with a physical car. There's snow all there. So there's so many kids and people skiing, snowboarding, because it's, like, a hill. Like, so I'm saying it for them, but it's a hill. So it was so cool because people had their sleds and they were just going down, like down. And like the dogs were playing with, like, which was crazy. I was like, I would not put my dog on snow. That's cold.
Yeah.
And it was like Rosies. There's like two little Rosies, but they were darker, like darker hairs. But it was just cute because he videotaped, because it was just cute to watch them all like go down. And then, but it was freezing still, like, out. Like, it was still cold. Like, even Paco's like, is there not a closer bagel shop? I was like, no, this one's the better one, okay?
It's
like,
I'm going to be dragging you. It's worth the walk.
Yeah. And also, before that, we had gone into the bar that we, like, originally wanted to go to. And I was seeing if they had any open spots. But they said no. But, like, they were like, this is for, like, there was two areas we could have sat on. He's like, this is first come, first serve.
Yeah.
But by the time we went there, like, we got ready, ate, and went, and it was, like, 3:30, and there was, like, only standing
room. Too late.
Room.
Too late.
But it was honestly, like, perfect because we ended up going to get a drink at our favorite bar, so we could show Paco that, which was cool. And then we walked over and met me and Anthony. Do you know what it was called? Oh, I guess.
The Raven.
Yeah, the Raven. No, it was cool.
That was decent.
It was,
like,
cool. It was perfect for Super Bowl because, like, we could sit and actually, like, eat and, like, chill and talk.
And it wasn't too it was still crowded, but not like overwhelmingly crowded.
No.
And there was never a line for the bathroom, which is always good.
That was crazy.
Yeah,
like, not, and there was only two stalls.
Yeah,
but, and even one at one point, one of them was completely clogged.
That's true. But we always notice this when we're at sports bars, like, or like at a sports event, like, the girls' bathroom is so much shorter than usual because there's so many more guys in the bar.
No, that the hands down was the craziest with Billy's was that, like, I've never seen a guy's line that long in my entire life, to the point where they're looking at the girls' bathroom and being like, can I go in there? Like, we usually do for the guys' bathroom. No, it was, that was hands down the craziest. It still baffles me that that line was that long. And constantly, like every time I went to the bathroom and walked in, it was that long. Crazy. Like it never changed.
No, it's crazy.
But yeah, then Super Bowl happened and I was in a bar full of Eagles fans and I'm a Chiefs fan. So yeah, that was just a hard watch.
It was
the worst game I've ever watched entire. The worst Super like, Bowl. No, literally. And the worst football game I think I've watched in a long time. It was the most boring Super Bowl I've ever watched. Not Super Bowl in general, but like it was just a boring game. Like I felt like I was watching a third string play, play great NFL players. Yeah. Like it was the weirdest thing.
It was honestly like a choke.
No, I don't know. I just thought that was crazy and I felt like they didn't, I've never seen them play like that. Like it was like, weird.
What kind of score is that either? Like for but, a
and
Super
they
Bowl?
Barely and they barely got that like at the end. Like yeah. it was like 30 something to zero for like
jump change. Yeah. Just take the
it was crazy. But I also talked when we were talking about Taylor Swift earlier. Taylor Swift again got booed. That was crazy. And then for her to like no, and it's kind of like get her off the TV. If like it was just going and going. Like and she, you could tell she literally was like looking around like, and they just kept her on the screen. Like that's, I just think that's
I don't
crazy.
Think I noticed it as much as when we were in there watching.
No, I didn't notice it at all when we were watching it. But it was like after hearing it, like I was on TikTok and then hearing it. But I do love all the people coming at. All the fans being like, and this was her like selling out 3 shows at that same exact arena. So I think you guys have like, cause it's like all the guys, of course.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, this is actually her a couple months ago when she was selling out 3 nights in a row. Like, and what? Like, you know, like you can't say nothing about her. That's just, and the thing is, that's just annoying about them is like, it's just annoying. Like, it's just like, leave her alone. Yeah. Like, she doesn't want to be on the screen. She doesn't want to be, she like, even people were saying, she just goes to watch her boyfriend and she just gets all this hate for it. But also, don't forget, brings $1 billion into the NFL. So you're welcome. Like, you know, it's like, it doesn't make any sense to me, all the hate she gets for not doing a single thing and just being there and existing.
Yeah, just being there. Yeah.
And also being very kind, but also gets the most hate for just showing up. But it's because guys just hate to see a woman win and they know she's just like, oh, she would destroy half of them and there. So it's like
100%.
It's just funny. I'm like, I just don't get the hate. I don't get it.
No, I don't get it either.
But
yeah, overall, kind of a boring game.
Very boring.
Good. Some good commercials.
I like the commercials. The Stitch one was so funny. The Lilo Stitch and Stitch one, when Stitch was running around. So and it's so funny when the like people are like reacting with like their like grandparents and the grandparents are like, like, because you know how they did it, where they're like, something's running on the field. Like, and like, people are like, you know, it's like funny. It's just funny. No, but I thought that was a good one. Because it like tied it all in.
Yeah.
You know, like they tied football into it. Like, and they Stitch running around the field was perfect. Poppy was a good one.
Poppy was a good one. I've been seeing some interesting stuff.
I think Poppy
about
in
Poppy.
Itself is already like.
But I liked the Harry and Sally one and the diner with Cindy Sweeney at the end where she's like, oh, how much she's having. But if you don't know Harry and Sally, then you wouldn't have remembered.
Yeah, and I don't think I remember that one. But I remember you saying it because that was a big one that a lot of people talked about.
Love Drew's, of course.
Yeah, that one was a good one. We sat and watched that one.
Because
there's some that I like skipped.
Yeah, I missed. I somehow didn't see Martha and Charlie's, but I rewatched it after because really wanted to see it because I thought it was so funny. Like the, we listen and we don't judge. And Martha was like, I literally had no idea who you are when my team called me up and was like, she was like, I thought she was like a game or something. Like Charlie, you know, like XEX.
Yeah.
Like, what is she?
That's hilarious.
But I thought that was hilarious.
How do you feel about $80 million for 30 seconds?
That's crazy.
Baffling to me. I saw the Tarte girl, the Tarte CEO was like, this is why I do Tarte trips because I'm not paying $80 million to about 30 seconds. And I was like, that's kind of bad. Like, as much as they're in controversy all the time too, I'm like, that's kind of bad. Yeah. Like, I'd rather pay $8 million for a whole trip for me to go on as well as a CEO than pay $80 million for just that small. And you know, also on top of that, they also have to do all those productions.
Oh, well, and also, like, I can't even imagine how much Poppy paid all those influencers.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Because it was also very, it was Jake Shane, Alex Earl, Noah Beck, like all these like high, like
I mean, I'm sure like it'd be nice to be in a Super Bowl commercial on the other end. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
So it might not have been as big of a payout, but still.
Yeah. I didn't like Poppy's, though, the thing that they did with Noah Beck. I don't think that was shown, though. I think that was just on, like, I think I didn't see that one.
I saw it on TikTok, so.
I didn't like the whole, like,
I didn't really get it.
Zerk. I don't get it. It didn't make any sense to me. It made no sense.
I don't know. I didn't really get it either.
I mean, yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I do love that Alex Earl, though, did add her friends to that. I did love that.
Yeah.
Because, like, I would do that for any of my friends. Like, I'd be like, dude, come in. Especially if they were, like, willing to have all my friends. I'm like, girl, everyone's coming in this one.
Yeah, you need some extras?
Yeah.
Let me know.
Because it was cute. Because Kristen posted, like, her behind the scenes. She's like, I've never gotten something done like that. Like, you know, hair and makeup done for something like this. And then she's like, I just love, like, Alex for doing that. Like, that's just so sweet.
I will say she does, like, ride for her friends.
Yeah,
like,
she does.
Even I noticed, like, she wasn't at the Grammys because it was, like, Sally's 24-hour birthday thing. And I'm like, I love that. Like,
no, same.
You were probably invited to the...
No, a lot of people were, like, she was definitely invited, but didn't... She chose to do 24 hours with her best friend instead of going to the Grammys, which I just, like, love that.
Yeah.
You know? Especially being people that we are with friends. Like, you know, like, we cherish them so much. I feel like it's, like... I would do the same thing if I were that big. Like,
same.
I'd be like, let's do it. Like, everyone, come on.
Yeah.
But, no, love that. But, yeah. Kendrick's
performance.
Performance, crazy. But, again, like, that's where it also comes down to our generation knowing all this stuff. But, like, my parents were literally like, I don't know what that, like, who, what, you know? Like, they're asking, like, a lot of questions. They're like, who is that? And I think also that, like, I mean, there was a lot of deeper meanings,
a lot of deeper
like
meanings,
which was crazy.
Yeah.
And like, not a like bad way. I'm saying just crazy, like how much he went in depth with that, which was great. But at the same time, I think his whole diss thing was something, again, you would have to know to know. Like,
you can't just
you know, it was like kind of hard for like other people to understand it. But again, that's where it's like, again, with the Grammys and now this, it was kind of like a lot of like stuff where it's like if they're people that are older or watching it, they're like, what is going on?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I liked how someone said it, like people were like, you know, he didn't play some of his big songs, but in reality, like Kendrick's coming up there to like make a statement. Like
he's not going up there
to like do a perform. Like he's going up there to
and he did
say something. So
SZA sounded amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Even rewatching her part back when she's singing the song that they both have, I was like, oh, like, and it was crazy because Fran was saying like she sounded like that in person too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like there's no vocal like that we're hitting something that
I will say though, like all the like, I know it was like the American flag, but all the red gave me so much Squid Games vibes.
Oh really? Well, also the way they were acting, you know, like the way they were walking and turning around and doing stuff. But it's crazy how much literally like you just said, the like the American flag, but also like the deeper meanings to certain things, even the way that certain people were positioned and like the way that they were turned a different way and then were turned, like it all made something. And then Game Over, like, but I wonder if the Game Over, like, no one really knows what the Game Over, because people are confused about that. But I'm wondering if he's just saying Game Over to, like, Drake, like, all the beef. Like, this was my into it. Like, mic drop. Like,
I'm
here
sure.
you go. Like, Game Over.
Something.
Because it was also a game controller. Like, the, like, at one point when they zoomed out, it was a game controller.
Oh.
And then that's why the end said.
I didn't even notice that.
And somebody said that, that was there, said they all had a lot, so a lot of people had light up bracelets.
Mm.
But they didn't know why. But then they also were wondering if they were a part of it and didn't realize because of where they're sitting. Like, somebody was like, what is this? Like, how did you guys do that? It's crazy. Super Bowl stuff like that is crazy to me. Like, just the alignment and, like, where you have to be, how you have to stand.
Oh, my gosh.
Because that's the thing, too, is Fran said she's been to 2 Super Bowls in person. And she was like, the Super Bowl halftime shows are never for the people that are there. Like, and they won't ever be. Because it's for
the
TV.
Televised,
and you can tell, like, it's just, like, I'm sure, like, Dancing with the Stars in, a sense where they have to get camera cuts. And it's, like, Dancing with the Stars looks probably a lot better. No offense, maybe. I don't know. But on TV, because of how the camera, like, can pan to them compared to being in person. And she even saying, like, it was a great performance. But she was saying, like, it just doesn't make the same effect
it's
that
not
it
the
does
same,
in on TV. Because I'm sure all the, even, like, what's Uncle Sam? Or that's what when they, like, zoomed into him, I'm sure that's not what it looked like when, like, to them, you know? Like, It's interesting.
That's true. Yeah, I didn't really think about it like that.
I didn't even think about that at all until she said that. And she's like, I've been to two and I can tell you it's not. And I was like, that kind of makes sense. Again, he wasn't. Yeah, he went up there and made a statement.
Yeah.
Like, and period.
Period. Period. You know what? Do your thing. I will say, though, I'm so excited that next year's Super Bowl is at Levi's Stadium.
Which is crazy. And I was thinking about that. I was like, dude.
And the Niners, if they're going to be in the Super Bowl, I'm putting it out there right now.
Okay.
But if they are, like, how amazing. Oh, my gosh. Your home field?
Oh, yeah.
Like.
This might be a stupid question. Is there a New Orleans team?
Yeah, the Saints.
Sorry, that was way off topic, but I get what you're saying. That's why I was like, but is that always how it is or no?
What?
Like, is there every single Super Bowl has to be played at a place that has a team or no? Or is that not even a thing?
I mean, I don't think they would have a stadium if they didn't have a team. That's okay.
Yeah.
Maybe they do.
I don't feel like they have to. Wait, but that's crazy. I'm stupid again. Okay, I just need to shut my mouth.
The Olympics are in LA.
But in like three more years now. That's what I was about to say. I was about to be like, that's wild.
But California's getting their moment for big events, that's for sure.
Not that they never do. They always do. California's the biggest place for sporting events.
I mean, it depends on what it is, I guess.
Because we have what, three teams?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we definitely have more teams because we're like a bigger state.
But that's the thing too, is we have LA, we have like, you know, like, I feel like we're,
yeah,
I feel like maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like we always have our moments. Yeah. I feel like, because also California. The next two are going to be in California. Like, it's like Levi's Stadium and then the next one is another stadium in California.
Oh, what is it? Is it down in LA?
Yeah. It's
SoFi?
Maybe? It's SoFi. Yeah. It's SoFi. So it's, we in the next 2 years are going to be both in California. So regardless, if the Niners aren't in it next year, they're going to be in the next year.
Yeah, true.
But I'm saying, like, it's crazy. Even though Levi's obviously is different, because that's literally their stadium. Yeah. But
crazy. No, but so amazing. Like, oh my gosh.
No, that's they're insane. In
it, I'm finding a way to go.
Period.
Putting it out there.
We ended at a bar that we normally go to.
After the game was over.
Yeah, after the game was over. No, we were supposed to go get pizza. And then we were walking and I said,
and we've got some issues. Like, we just can't just keep walking. Like, just keep walking. Like, just don't even engage.
And nobody engaged with us, Brittany. Like, it's not like somebody was like, come in here. No, we just were like, we have to go in.
Yeah.
And then we went in and then we were there.
But I feel like we were also like, not that, like, I had a great time wherever we were, but I feel like we were, like, a little bummed we couldn't watch the game there.
Oh, for sure.
So, it was, like, we had to go back and like, say end hi, the night least. There. And
yeah.
Say hi. Like, it's, like, a tradition now.
Yeah, which needs to end. Just kidding. But, no, yeah, no. We went there, and we were there for a while.
A while. Again.
Like, go home.
Go home.
The good thing is the game didn't end too late, so it's not like we were there like till 5 again. Like, don't get that twisted. But,
well, and then once you got me splitting the G's, I'm like, let's keep going. Like, let me keep trying. God. I wasn't expecting to be splitting the G's, and then
I was not good at that at all. I also just don't think it's my favorite.
A Guinness?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm never gonna be drinking unless we're not doing that, you know? Like, I wasn't gonna be
like, you wouldn't ever get one.
Probably not, no. Unless, like, we were in a reason why I would want to, but that's not really.
Yeah, I kind of like them, but.
They're not what I thought they were going to taste like, though.
Oh, okay.
In a good way. Like, I thought they were going to be a lot, like, thicker.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. They look just thicker to me, so I thought they were going to be a lot thicker, but they're so much lighter than I thought. Like.
Yeah.
And maybe at that point. Well, at that point, we also had so much Lagunitas that, like, that one was, like, so thin to me compared to a Lagunitas that's an IPA, you know? So it's like, that one was okay. To drink.
That's true.
But yeah, and then I guess I could say gave my number to a bartender that
it's been a long time. No,
that was
people.
A long time.
Yeah.
And not that I've ever been scared. Don't get it twisted. Do not get this one
oh,
twisted.
No.
Never been scared to give this man my number. I just think I've been
like,
making
ego.
Him wait. Yeah.
It's your ego. And you don't want to be the one
I didn't want to. I was trying so hard, but then
He made so many comments. Like, literally so the many, second we got in there, it was like right away something about like, I don't even have your number yet, and then it was like something else about it, and I was like, Kehlani, this man is
I didn't realize he did it like multiple times, and I also didn't realize he said my number.
He said your number. I wish I knew the wording of what it was. It was like, yeah, this, and I don't even have your number.
He's done that before, yeah, too, though. Like, he's always said that and then been like, because he always tries to get me to do it. So that's why I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And then.
But you know he's going to, like,
Oh, yeah. If you guys want to know okay, it is Tuesday, and I still haven't gotten a text, but I know how he is. Yeah. Like, I know what he's doing. It's not good.
100%. He's going to wait it out.
Oh, he will.
And he's going to then text you and, oh my God.
At a random point in time.
And what it says is going to make me cackle.
He's probably thinking of that. That's the thing too.
Yeah.
Watch her saying this and he's like, no, I'm not. I just didn't want to text you.
No. He's going to text you and say, I just really didn't want to text. I'm just kidding. He's not going to say that.
He really would too. No. But like in a joking way.
In a joking way. No. That's our banter. What I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing we have to get this podcast. Yeah. Me and him have good banter.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Very nice, great banter.
Nice.
But no, I mean, not nice. I mean, this is how bad it is. It's to the point where the owner is like, I really like her because she, like, what did he say?
He said, I respect you.
Yeah, he did.
Because you will, like, actually say it.
Yeah, he's like, you actually say what you, like, yeah. I think we've talked about on the podcast
I don't know if we have. Have we?
Or maybe I've always said it and then I cut it every time.
I think you might. I don't remember because I don't think we have a name. Oh, wait, didn't I come up? Yeah.
Yeah, I think we have. So anyways, if you listen back to the old podcast, it's firefighter. But he, basically, again, I don't even, no, I think I didn't talk about it because I don't want to talk about it. Yeah. It's just not nice. But anyways.
We had our first interaction with him the very first Super Bowl here.
We were here, yeah.
Like almost 3 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, it's just been a whole
game
basically a huge game, and every interaction is just like another level to the game.
Yeah. Which I just don't know how it's still staggered like that though, which is just wild to me.
I think it's because you both,
our egos are too high, you're to both ever let it get broken.
You both have extremely big egos.
That's gonna be the quote. You both have extremely big egos.
And you won't let even the other person be remotely right about anything. No. So
when we first walked in, he's like, oh, Brittany, are you sure this is okay? He's like, Super Bowl with us again. Are you sure this is going to be okay? I was like, don't worry. I'm not going to cause chaos at this point.
I keep the peace.
She does.
I fuel the, come on.
I know. Brittany was like, Kehlani, come on.
I'm like so wanting it to happen so bad. You guys don't even understand. Like, I've been waiting for this since the first interaction because I knew that it was like, oh, yeah, he was being an asshole. But like, you really can't. Because the attraction, I wish if you were there, you would see all the attraction.
I mean, everybody around us sees it. Our favorite bartenders are literally every single time being like, what are you two doing? Like, you're an idiot. Like, both of them.
Everyone. Even when you bring in random people to see it.
Like, oh, yeah,
when you
went
out with, yeah.
Yeah, when I went with Cassidy, too, she was like, you two were flirting every 5 seconds. I was like, no, we weren't.
Oh, gosh.
But, no, it's
a fun little interaction.
It's fun. Again, I gave him my number. What did I even say? No, actually, we'll talk about this after.
Well, that's how. That's what it was. What? Oh my God! It was from the last time when you went to the bar and you left him the long receipt of reasons on why you hate him.
Yeah. He was like, wait, that's so out of context. Oh my God! We can't just say that. I sound horrible. No. We gotta rewind. Rewind. Oh my God, Brittany. Rewind.
You have to explain. I wasn't even there for that one.
But no, but that was just so funny. When you walked in there and wrote everything you hate about him on it, it's wild. I sound crazy. No. Okay. I don't know how to say it in the most nicest way. When we first met, I didn't really like him in the beginning. I didn't.
He was being a little like...
He was just being a little... What's the word?
I don't know. There's...
Like, he was just being... But that's not even why I didn't like him. I think he was just being disrespectful at points, in my opinion.
And he was disrespectful to the guy that we were hanging out with for a while. Remember?
Probably. Yes. But there's other people, too, that came involved. So, anyways, I don't want to get into it that much. Because we're good. And also, like, no, he apologized. Like, and also...
I would not be even talking like this if it wasn't good.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. I wouldn't even probably bring it up because, honestly, it's not anything towards me. It's more towards him, and I don't want him to take... I know he's probably not listening to this, but if he ever were to, I don't want him to take it the wrong way. Because, again, we're fine. Water's under the bridge. But the owner knows, too, so just keep that in mind. Yeah. So when I went in there one time by myself after one of the games, I sat down, and the owner came up to me and was like, gave me a receipt, and he's like, here. And he gave me a pen, and he clicked it and goes... write everything you hate about him on this list.
So he fueled it.
Yeah. Everyone around me fuels it. He fuels it every time. You fuel it. Everyone fuels it. Like, every person I'm around fuels it up just a little bit more. So then I wrote that. So then go on. That just wanted to preface of why I wrote that. I didn't write that on my own. He told me to write it.
So that was what he said. He said, you left me that, like, that whole receipt of reasons, but you didn't even leave me your number.
That's good.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Period.
And see, and that was you winning that. Like, I did. You know?
Because he was probably looking on that receipt for like it. And boy, did I sign it and
date
give
it?
Yeah, and date it. But did I give him my number? Nope. Oh, I really will talk about it on the podcast when he texts me because I want that. Yeah. I feel like that text will be a great text.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just in the sole fact that he'll add something to it just to make funny, unless he's just like, hi.
You got to give it to him. Like, he's not a boring old guy.
No, not at all. That's why I have to give it to him a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And as well as I like that he doesn't take my banter as being crazy. Yeah. Like, not okay, I'm not crazy, but I'm saying like some people would be like, it's rude. Like some things I say are rude, but I mean it in like, especially towards him, it's like it's banter. Like I know because he can take it, because he can dish it back out to me and I'll take it. And I know he knows that it's both of us are like that. So I think that... helps. Does that
make sense?
That's
true. No, yeah. Like,
he knows I can take
it. He's not going to like go cry about it. Like, like you both dish each other.
And he'll clap back right back at me. Exactly. And it'll be, that's what I respect and liked about him. Yeah. Not that I'm, okay, and I'm not rude. It's again,
no,
joking.
She's not. Like, I promise as the witness here, like, she's not rude at all.
And
like,
when I have done it, when I've got pushed it too far, I have apologized straight to his face. And he knows it. Like, we both apologize straight to our faces when we push it too far.
Yeah.
But again, I think that's also just both of our egos. We just went an extra mile one time.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't have done that because also we're both nice people. That's the thing that even Brittany's like, dude, Kelly, he's so nice to you. And we just like, and I'm just like, nah. But I'm also nice too. Not to him maybe, but like I would be if we actually, like, if like, well, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Digging it.
I am digging a way bigger hole than I want to be digging anyways. But yeah, I don't want you guys thinking this guy is a bad person or a bad guy. He's a great guy.
No,
it's just,
he's honest. He's no. I'll let no. You finish, and then I'll go.
I was just gonna say, like, I'm just somebody that likes banter, but also at the same time, when we met, I think it was a lot of miscommunication. Like, I mean, he wasn't even talking to me. That's the thing. Yeah. I was just misreading him as a person, honestly. And
he's a decent guy, and he's always like. Even like when I pay the tab or we leave, he's like, thank you, Brittany. Or like, thank you guys. Like, get home safe. Have a good night. Like,
even when I was when I wasn't even with you, he's like, where's Brittany? And I was like, she's at home. He's like, oh, okay. He's like, you always come out. Like, he's like, he remembers a lot.
Yeah. No,
I mean,
he remembers a lot.
He remembers everything I've ever said to him. He's literally like, oh, your dad was in the army or this. I'm like, how do you remember that? But I guess also like when I go there, I'm drinking. He's not drinking. So it's like, when you're like, I remember.
I also really liked how he met Paco when, like, you know, like, Paco was, like, they and obviously met.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, so, like, you from California, too. Like, I was like, oh, my God, he remembered where you were from California. You know,
I'm telling you, he remembers a lot of stuff that, like, when I've gone in there, like, after I've told him just, like, because he's like, when we were finally being nice to each other.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, tell me something about you. Because he's like, I know nothing about you. And I was like, yes, you do. Because in my head, I'm like, we see each other every weekend. It feels like we do know each other. And he's like, we know nothing about each other. And I was like, you're kind of right. Like, that time kind of did put me into like, oh, we don't know each other at all.
Well, and even that one time we saw him out at another bar, but yeah. we were with those other guys. Like, you could tell he came over to be like, are you guys good?
Good, yeah. And then I just took it and ran with it.
But, like, yeah, all in all, like, we're saying all this shit, and it's hilarious. Yeah. And it's, but both sides know exactly what it is. And mm-hmm. we also all respect each other. Yeah. And, like, I like them, and I mm-hmm. would, that's why we go in there. Like, if we really thought they were assholes, we wouldn't be in there ever. So.
And, again, that's why I said I, like him, because we can banter like that. And yeah. We can both dish it out but take it, and it's, like, funny. But it's, like, at the same time, we're actually nice. Like, again, like, even when he, that one time was, like, let's get to know each other because we know yeah. nothing about each other. We're just mean to each other all the time, but we actually don't know nothing about each other.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you're right. But yeah, no.
But overall,
no. Overall, great guy. I just don't want, because again, we're the way we came yeah. out of this conversation sounds like we're great. Like we.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I don't want it to come off that way because he's.
And we clearly enjoy his company.
We do. Yeah. And he knows that.
Yeah.
As much as I joke around, he's always like, well, you're still here.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're right.
Exactly.
After we went there, we walked over to Mimi's.
Mimi's.
Oh, do we talk? Yeah, we said it.
Yeah.
Mimi's.
Yeah, Mimi's.
We got pizza.
You know, I've definitely mentioned the Mimi's guy before.
Yes.
But he works at the pizza place. He's so cute.
And I don't know why Brittany does. He'll literally flirt to Brittany, and Brittany just like, yeah.
I just like don't know what to say. I just
it
like,
is awkward in that environment.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's a smaller pizza shop. In and the best way possible.
All the guys
but, like,
are behind
there.
The counter looking mm-hmm. at you.
Yeah. And they all like, if you know, like, yeah, it's awkward.
It's awkward.
Because even when I'm ordering, I feel awkward because I feel yeah. like they're all staring at me and I don't like, you know, I don't want to fumble
or
my
gotta,
words.
Or I gotta like say the right thing or like yeah. go fast or like know what I want. You
well, it's
know?
Like I don't like public speaking. So it's like when everyone's staring at me, I hate that. You know, yeah. like when I'm like, when I, because this sounds so stupid because it's literally a pizza shop, but it feels like that.
No,
it
does.
Feels like that in
yeah.
a lot of pizza shops, not just that one.
No, not but just that one.
I'm just saying.
But so he's I so get cute. It. And he's so tall.
He's so tall.
He's
your type to a T.
He's so my type to a T. Like, yeah. If you had to put, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah. But he wasn't there.
I know he wasn't there.
And I
was
excited
so
for Paul to see
because
we were showing. We were literally showing.
Okay, we're like.
No, we're like,
Saturday
okay, so this.
Night,
is, yeah, this is
you
happening.
You have to
then
watch
happened,
Dom, Dahl, and John. Yeah. And then on Sunday, you have to meet them. And yes. Then you have to meet them.
Oh, my God.
It's like, you two are too much.
No, too much. But I'm also like, no.
Yeah.
But no, it was fun. And it was a great time seeing Paco. I haven't seen him in a long time. Yeah. Shout out to you if you're listening to this. But
yeah, I don't think I've seen Paco since high school, honestly.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen him in like a couple of years. Yeah. So it was nice to see him and also here. And it was fun
yeah.
to see him in New York City.
We had a good time.
We had a great time. It was fun. It was just one of those weekends, though, that were like, it was just so, like back to back to back, you know,
back
like we woke up, got
so
ready
so fast.
Quick. It went by so fast. If I didn't have work, maybe, but it was like, yeah,
yeah,
it was kind of busy for me. Like I just felt like I was like, oh
yeah.
my gosh,
there wasn't really like any time,
no,
at all.
But it was very fun, great weekend.
Yeah, and then the next day I saw Pilot Pete on Hinge.
Oh my god,
Julia was like, Brittany, and I was like, no, I know it's probably fake. I'm laughing at it.
I don't think so. I think I've seen a lot of people have him on like TikTok. I'm not kidding. Like I think I've seen oh. like no. I thought when you posted it, I thought you've already seen him, haven't you?
No,
or was that somebody
I
else?
Saw someone else that Ooh. I did like from
Who?
From John that we saw. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's what I was giving memories of because I was like, I could have sworn this already happened.
Yeah.
But I know like we're like the dating apps are back, so I was like maybe he came yeah. up again. But no, I've seen him on. Like people's on TikTok, but that's why I think it's real. Cause like,
yeah,
how can it not be?
That's true. But he did say he was like 6'4" or something like that, and I was like, "There's absolutely no way you were standing in the same bar as us."
Yeah,
and he was shorter. He was not like tall like Tanner.
I don't. He was never close to us for me to know, cause he was taller than Sean for sure. Like when I walked past him, I know for a fact he's taller than like. Sean, which makes sense. Sean's like 2 feet tall.
Sean, wonder how he's doing.
I know, honestly. But you're right. He's not like Tanner tall.
No.
So that, and that's six. That's probably 6'3" realistically. Like Tanner's probably 6'3".
Yeah.
You think, right?
No, 6'3", 6'4", maybe. Even.
Yeah. Because even when he was talking to us, I was like this.
Or maybe he said he was 6'2", but I was like, still, I feel like he's like 6 foot.
He has to be at least 6 foot, maybe. Like, no, I wouldn't, I would agree. I wouldn't push it too hard.
Yeah.
But like, I could see him being taller than the average is what I wanted. Yeah. That's what I was trying to do. Yeah.
And I haven't even been on the apps in like months. Like, I had to like re-log in and put up, like, they were like, you know, thought I was gone. And, but, you know, I was just talking to someone about how, like, she forced herself to go on, like, one date a month. And I was like, that could be kind of fun, like, just to force myself.
No, I definitely
And also bring a little plot story to the pod.
We'll always have, every single month, you'll have a big exclusive.
But, he was the first person I saw when I logged on. I was like, maybe I should not. No.
No, you definitely should.
But, like, see, like, it would have been great for the plot.
Oh, it would have been so great. Talking about Pilot Pete. Oh my god,
hilarious. But yeah, we had a great weekend, and honestly, this episode is like more of a catch-up than I think we realized. And also, like, we just kept going with it, which is awesome and fun. And we will get into Paris,
we promise,
next weekend. But yeah, I think it was nice just to like kind of talk it out.
I know, because I, again, too, like, some of this stuff we haven't talked about, like meaning like the Grammys and certain stuff like that before. So it's like we're just catching up on this podcast, because we haven't filmed we said in a month, so it was easier now to just like break it all down. And then now,
and we haven't even gone into like the big things we left
that's
for.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why we want it to be its own, because we don't want to get this one too far, and then it, like, I don't want it to be too much of like catching up, then it's like Paris is after, you know, like I want Paris to kind of have its like whole entire its episode moment. You know,
That's true. And even when we do go through like Samoa and Paris, like, we will, you know, make sure we're giving some timely updates too, because I think it's nice that we're like both back, and we want to be catching up with you guys every week and make sure it's on par.
Yes, so we'll definitely do that next week, and then you'll hear the Samoa one the following week. And we were discussing, we might just do, because I want to do like a part one and part two. So I might end up just doing one on Saturday like we normally post, and then do a bonus episode the next day, just to make you guys have both of them at the same similar
times.
It's
like the same, you know, big trip, we might as well just do both bonus days back to day, back to back. So
yeah, just because I feel like it'll be easier, and also then my whole Samoa trip will be out.
Then
and
you then can it's flow like, into it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll just do that. But I'm excited to hear about your Paris trip next week.
I know. I can't wait to hear about Samoa. Like, it's crazy that we've been back with each other for like a week, and we haven't like talked about the biggest things. Like, we've kind of had like shared like some stories.
Some stories, on Sunday when we were like Super Bowl, but it wasn't like, again, there's so much that in depth, I feel like, that it's like a lot more.
No, there hasn't been a full debrief, and I feel like there's like, it will be great though, because it'll be raw and it'll be,
and I don't want it to be rushed, and that's where I'm like, I like how long this episode ended up going without even realizing we were gonna go this long.
Yeah,
but at the same time, I don't want to rush into Paris just to get like it under a certain time. But yes, so next week we'll jump into that, and we'll talk to you guys a little bit more later.
Make sure you're following the show and stay in tune for a new episode every Saturday.
And thanks so much for listening.
Bye. Bye.